The first piece of scripture I want to read is from Luke, and it's from Luke 15. It's about the prodigal son, which the pastor mentioned. And it's about the prodigal son. He's left and he's out, and he's feeding the pigs. And it says that, and he was longing to fill his stomach with the pods that the swine were eating, and no one was giving him anything to eat for himself. But when he came to himself, he said, "How many of my father's hired men have more than enough bread? And I'm dying here of hunger." And there's another scripture I want to read. This is from Acts chapter 12. And it's about Peter being put in prison. And he was in prison, and people were praying for him at the time. So Peter was kept in prison, but prayer for him was being made fervently by the church of the God. And on the very night when Herod was about to bring him forward, Peter was sleeping between two soldiers, bound with chains, and the guards in front of the door were watching over the prison. And behold, an angel of the Lord suddenly appeared, and a light shone in the cell. And he struck Peter's side and roused him and said, "Get up quickly." And his chains fell off his hands. Then the angel said to him, "Gird yourself and put on your sandals." And he did so. And he said to him, "Wrap your cloak around you and follow me." And he went out and continued to follow. And he did not know that what was being done by the angel was real, but thought he was seeing a vision. And when they had passed the first and second guard, they came to the iron gates that led into the city, which opened for them by itself. And they were let out and went along one street. And immediately the angel departed from him. And when Peter came to himself, he said, "Now I know for sure that the Lord has sent forth his angel and rescued me from the hand of Herod." There's two instances where people came to themselves before the Lord. And the one was a story that Jesus told, and the other is a true event by Peter, where he came to himself. And I was reading a book about St. Benedict last night and this morning. He was a saint that lived in 500 AD, a couple years ago. And he had a time in his life when he was in prayer, and the Lord took him up and took him above the earth, and he could see events take place. And then when he was brought back down, he sent out messengers, find out if this event happened, find out that, and sent them to different cities. And when they all came back, they all said, "Yes, that happened at that time, and that happened at that time." That he was actually, it actually took place. And the author of the book was saying, "Now don't take this too seriously. Maybe he just had a vision, or maybe it just thought, or he was caught up in himself. But don't really think that God took him out and took him above the earth, and he actually really saw these events, and don't really think that." And, you know, our God is so awesome. He took Peter in jail, and he's in prison, and the chains fall off, and doors open, and guards are asleep, and all this, and he walks through. Our God. But there's always scoffers that say, "That didn't really happen to you. You know, you're just getting excited about this, or you're just taking it too serious. Don't be so serious about it. It's not that big a deal." It is a big deal, and God's a big deal. The prodigal son, when he's in the pig pen, he had to come to himself. And I know that that's my story, that when I was in my 30s, and you're going through life and doing stuff that's not right, not real, and God's not real in your life, and you're doing stuff, but then one day you wake up and say, "Wait a minute, what am I doing? How am I living this life? Why am I doing these things?" Yeah, you come to yourself, you come to your senses, you say, "This has to be different. I can't go on like this. This is crazy." Or like Peter, you're in a prison. It might be a prison that you made, or it might be a prison that somebody else made for you. But God can set you free of all that stuff. He can set you free. And he is pleased with you. And as soon as you turn, he becomes more pleased with you. And as you do these things. There was a
time in the last 6 months when the Lord spoke to me and he said, "You are mine and I am yours." And that was a promise he gave me, and I hold on to that, that he says, "You are mine and I'm yours. I have the Lord." And he's got me. He's got me. If you don't know Jesus, please come forward and get prayer. If you want to know him closer, please come up and get prayer. And if you're not sure about pleasing the Lord, you want to know in a different way, please come up and get prayer. Let someone pray with you and let you know a different side of Jesus and a different side of the Father. Thank you.